We've been a radio 10, 15 years. We don't need management to tell us what to do, ladies and gentlemen.
Shut the mic off.
Ladies and gentlemen, the program director of WZBQ and my friend, Steve Russell. Hello, Steve.
Shut the mic off.
Back off.
You're making it worse. Shut the mic off.
The mic stays on.
Cut the mic off or you're gone.
I cannot believe that this is a big damn deal.
Cut the mic off now.
Mic stays on. I'm sorry.
Cut the mic off.
If you come close to the mic, I...
Back off, Russell. Let go of me, you...
Cut the mic off.
Let go of me.
Cut the mic off.
Mic stays on. Mic is on.
Get it off now.
Your mic is on.
I'll kill you. Shadow. Oh, God.
Shadow, are you all right?
Shadow, cut the mic off.
Playing the Supreme?
Now.
No, the mic stays on.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
And I am not Kurt G. This is E Green. Kurt G is out.
Kurt G.
Today.
Kurt G's. What's that? That day? Not De La Soul. That Soul to Soul, Living the Life? Or was that the.
Living in the Life.
Yes. Yes, I need you to hit something. You know what I mean? Hey. Kurt G off that Living a Life and whatnot.
You on vacay or something, huh?
I don't know about that. But
you're not here.
Right, he ain't here. So anyway, it's just a two-man show. Anyway, welcome to the Digest, to a family who's checking in and listening. Shout out to everybody on the text chain.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? Strong. Before we start out, I do want to give a special shout out to Tobias, who this week on the text chain showed a picture of some of his kids in the classroom. He done bust out the coloring book and they color an MF Doom mask.
How fly is that, yo?
That was so dope. Matter of fact, I'm gonna show you how dope and how important that is, because these kids gonna grow up and they gonna like who they like, no doubt. But they gonna be like, yeah, you cool and I can dance to it, but you ain't MF Doom.
and if I recall, these are elementary kids too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's putting it in there early on them.
That's what I'm saying. They always gonna remember Doom. And they gonna check Doom and they gonna be like, yo, my current guy, you know, he cool, I can dance and shit. You know what I mean? We can do the foot and mouth hoof shit.
Well, let's not go that far, B. They little kids. They liking the Doom mask right now. As they get older, they'll get into the lyrics.
No doubt.
But the point is, they will have a knowledge of MF Doom.
Yes.
And more.
And yeah, no doubt.
One series he's doing. So.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, one of our favorite hip hop teachers out there.
Indeed. And I'm going to give a shout out to Kurt G. I apologize for the noise. There's going to be noise. You know me. I'm all over the place and shit.
Damn, so. We still treating Kurt G like Rafel, and Rafel is getting out. I'm looking at King Curly. He looked kind of shook over, like, damn, it's going to be noise.
I know.
I got to sit still in my chair. Don't move. Don't crack. Don't do nothing.
Nah, I'm fucked up in the game then, no doubt. And I got one more thing before we get started. I want to apologize to Jeff Towns. I got a call from the governor himself.
Ooh, yes, you did.
I got a call from the governor. What I said may have been legal, but I don't know if it was really permissible. So I want to apologize to Jeff Towns. I meant no slight by that. I also got a call from our boy Super Rockin' in Newark, and he was like, yo, Jeff, what are you doing? And I want to give a shout out to my man Have Two in Cleveland, Ohio, who just basically texted me with a question mark. And I knew what he meant, so I apologize.
We tried to tell you, brother, you was off the rails. You're like, what the hell? This is Jazzy Jeff we're talking about, B.
Yeah, you know.
And the world is letting you know.
yeah. All that Beyonce fans, forget about it.
Well, let's not go there.
Anyway, let's get into the show then. All right, on the two-man show tonight, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and I've been talking about this for a minute, but maybe, just maybe, the vinyl revival is coming to a crashing halt. But don't blame Taylor Swift. Now, that's just the article. We know Taylor Swift. she get them dogs out. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that's a whole different animal
yeah.
there. Yeah,
and Taylor Swift yeah. get them dogs out.
Every time.
You know what I mean? But it said the record industry is looking mighty close at the record industry, meaning the vinyl record.
Vinyl, yeah.
17 straight years of growth, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But Billboard said it started to get a little shaky in the fourth quarter of 22.
Well, so you knew, you have said it over and over and over again. That bubble's going to pop and people are going to get tired of, you know, running out. Couple reasons. You're going to get tired of sticking up with the latest trend buying records. And then you're going to get tired of paying $98 for that Prince album. You know what I'm saying?
And see, and it was bound to happen because unlike guys like us, where we may be satisfied buying, you know, 12 inches of stuff that maybe we had missed in our youth, mm-hmm. and they are going to be used records anyway.
Yep.
Man, let me tell you something. These represses, these people who are doing the fake remasters and then charging 200 bills for them shits.
That's crazy.
I mean, of course it was going to come to a crashing halt. And I always wondered how long millennials was really going to stick with this.
Fadding. They were fadding.
Indeed. So, but there's people out there who are still getting it done. Obviously, like I said, Taylor Swift for one. And I got another article from your
book. Well, wait, before you go past that, though, we also got to mention the seedy record plants that don't fucking send your records out after people have paid for them.
So, yeah.
Personally speaking.
So, yeah, me and Igri got burnt, along with a lot of other people.
A lot of other people.
Yeah,
yes.
A lot of other people.
And that's just one record.
And that's just one record, yes. And there are a lot of shady record guys out there. I ain't even gonna mention his name. I ain't even gonna give him no shine. But
none.
We got beat, but that's okay.
Exactly.
That's good. But and all of that is starting to seep in a little bit. You know what I mean? And collectors are always gonna be collectors. And like I gave a pro tip the other day, real talk, you know what I mean? If you're a collector, that CD game, yeah, I'll be honest with you, that's where it's
might
at.
Might want to get in there.
Yeah,
huh?
the CD game, you know. Real talk. But there's one other person back, Ben, I'm going to say Ben toward the rap music area, who's also getting it done. Logic. He brings out a new song. Then he says that, you know, Logic off Def Jam now, right?
Yeah.
And put up a pre-order, and pre-order sold out in 60 seconds.
Damn. He got fans, yo.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's Taylor Swift style.
No.
But he has fans.
Now, he ain't Taylor Swift out a new project from Logic called College Park. It's set to drop February 24th through his own, obviously, website and Urban Outfitters. I guess he hooked up with them and got the jump off or whatever. Now, it was just a limited, you know, thing of 500 copies. But your boy Logic, he get, you know what I mean?
So let me ask you, are you going to make people subscribe to get it?
Oh, see, that's... When you're in that game, you can't win. So
no, but this is physical though. So it's a physical copy that he's selling, right?
Yeah, this yeah. Okay. And so it was just a run of 500 that just sold out instantly. And
I gotta be a thorn. I gotta pop that bubble right now because when you brought it up, I was thinking. I mean, because you know we hit that lofty Taylor Swift type shit, which is. Even touchable for most artists out there.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, Damon are going platinum on real records.
Right, exactly. So when you brought up Logic selling, I was like, oh, damn. But to be honest with ourselves, maybe if he had an impressive run of 10,000 or something, but 500 records, B, you could sell that. You know what I'm saying? As Logic, that's selling out 500 records, vinyls, is not really, to me... In this moment, like a big deal.
I'm only saying that it is that Logic, the initial, and this is part of it, this is this nerd record shit. See, so the 500 sold out, so they can brag this is the Logic first run.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's all this is I got the original first run. Everything else here is right. Everything else here is going to be a re. Trust me, if Urban Outfitters is, if you're walking in the door and you see an Elijah joint, it's going to be more than 500 joints.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So, yeah. For sure. And so Logic, I guess now, you know, since he off Def Jam, he's like, fuck it, you know?
It's all going to his pocket. Exactly. Mostly, right? So good for him. I'm not hating on that part. Good for him. Whether it's 500 or 50, that's his. Mm,
indeed. So, yeah, shout to Logic, yo. You know what I'm saying?
That's your neighbor.
Yo, it's funny. I was out where he from, out there at West Deer Park the other day rolling through there. And I thought about him, too.
That's your man's in them out there.
And word is born, yo. Shout out to Logic. But Gaithersburg is job. Gaithersburg is job hood, though, yo. Real talk.
Yeah, yo. You know a lot of folks slid out of the city up that way earlier. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get away.
Yeah, but it's hood
no
now.
No different than the PG County folks.
Oh, yes, sir.
Some of the spots where I was, you know what I'm saying? But that's your neighbor, B. Yes, you're not in the hood, though. You just may be in another country.
No doubt. So, the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a continuing. I mean, in this, I really do find this whole Gunna shit and Young Thug fascinating. Mm-hmm. I really do. Because now it is really starting to morph into something that we, on the Hip Hop Digest, I think should really get our teeth on here. So, apparently, what happened?
Yeah, I'm gonna forget you just said that.
Okay, so before we get into the topic,
is still here.
Yeah, before we get into the topic, what did I say, and what does it sound like?
Maybe that's again after Kurt opened that can, it got me thinking about crazy shit. Talking about putting the teeth on it now, B.
Okay, I got you.
Nah,
I got you. All right, so. All right.
2023 different shit, huh?
Maybe I don't know nothing about that.
Don't matter. Just don't bite it.
But anyway, I'm out.
Go ahead, man.
Anyway, but back to Young Thug and him, and Gunner, especially Gunner. And this is the thing. So there have been a lot of people who have come out and basically disowned this nigga. Okay? His own gang. Okay? Somebody by the name of Pablo G, never heard of him, Meek Mill, Lil Baby, and I guess apparently this Pablo G was a close collaborator with Gunner and actually unfollow him on Instagram, Lil Durk, Dist, all these guys who were at one point so down with him, okay, but now are dissing. And they're dissing, I believe, that they say the Alford plea that he entered into, you know, I guess some of the tape got leaked.
Yeah, it did.
And had him on
after he said he didn't cooperate.
Right. There you go. Right. Got him on tape saying to the prosecutors that Young Slime Life was a gang. And they were engaged in criminal conspiracy, and they needed to be destroyed. Okay.
Whew.
What's wrong with us, man?
Okay. What's wrong with us?
Because here we are, in my analogy, it's probably not the best, but it's still an analogy. Rick Ross, bet on gangster. He came up talking a lot of that coke shit, a lot of that OmniConnect shit, right?
Yep.
Pretty much the best thing that ever happened to him was 50 Cent dissing. Because at that point, Ross was able to let go of any gangster shit, and now he's buying fucking farm animals and tractors and buying land and living his best life. And nobody cares one flying nothing about the former Rick Ross, who claimed he was the Miami Connect, which he never was.
It's a little bit apples and oranges. Okay, just a little bit.
Because my question, before you go in, my question is, Gunner's getting shunned, but can he pivot, or does he even have the ability to pivot like Ross did?
Oh, no.
Something else. Because people are dissing him fucking wholesale.
And here's why.
Okay.
Yes, 50 Cent dissed Rick Ross, the Florida Rick Ross, and it kind of worked out for him, as you said. But he ain't snitching on nobody. He ain't telling. He ain't sharing or putting anybody else at risk or peril from being free, so to speak. Your boy Gunna was in there, and as we have said billion times, yo, if you are part of the shit and you run your mouth, you're a snitch and ain't nobody fucking with that.
So yeah, they calling him a rat, but yeah, did he really tell on anybody?
Yes and no. it's a convoluted situation because he didn't come out and say, oh yeah, they're doing this and the other and this and the other, but he did respond to the questions that were asked of him in a way that led to that being said without him saying it.
Well, that's the Alfred plea, okay?
But yeah.
Is Young Slime Life a gang?
Yes.
Yes. Do they engage in criminal activity? Yes. Do they need to be dismantled and destroyed? Yes. He had to say that in order to get out of jail.
But there's one question you didn't ask.
And?
Were you a part of this?
And he said,
his answer should have been yes. Which means his ass should be dealing with what he got to deal with. Because you were, was it a gang? Yes. Mm. Was he doing illegal shit? Yes.
Mm.
Were you a part of this? Yes. So it's a whole different situation than Ross B. Ross was just perpetrating. And, you know, that gets its own little dust up or whatever. But when you just out there, and first of all, none of them cats should have been doing what they did. And then nobody wouldn't have to snitch. But you know how the culture is, yo.
Okay, just let me read it directly from the copy here. A few people in the rap world celebrated since the footage of the Georgia plea hearing leaked and saw him affirm in Fulton County prosecutor's assertion that, again, Young Slime is a gang and Young Slime must end. And he... he had been deemed as a snitch. They put him up as a rat. And I mean, everybody. I heard Jim Jones talking about none of my bulls ever, you know, got out. They did the full ride. I mean, I'm like, you even fans who ain't even on that real drug shit, like, oh, that nigga is snitch. Nigga, rat. Even fans.
But he is the poster boy of that shit, B. It's not like he was like me and you riding somewhere, and I don't know, I think we going to the Greek to go get one of them hefty gyros or something, gyros, I'm thinking that. And you like, hold on, E, I gotta make this stop real quick. And you do some shit that you know goddamn well you ain't supposed to be doing or have me a part of. And if I say, well, yeah, we stopped at such and such, that ain't snitching. But if you tell me, oh yeah, I gotta go drop these things off and pick this thing up, roll here with me, then we go to the Greek, then if I chose to stay in the whip and go along, then I don't have no business out here saying, well yeah, he made this stop and was doing this thing. It just is what it is, yo. If you was a part of it, then you gotta shut up and take it. But if you were not a part of it, then I understand.
So let me ask you a cultural question. Is that part of our culture? Is that part of our culture fucked up? Not the part that you just explained about, like, if I got you in a jackpot. That's 100. I get that. I'm talking about the fact that even fans is gonna basically condemn this nigga, you know, and the fact that these guys, I never hear these motherfuckers talking about hard body shit and going, you know what I'm saying? With the exception of Meek Mill, who's giving a lot of money to Philadelphia schools. But a lot of these motherfuckers, I'm like, damn, yo, really? I mean, our culture is like the biggest fucking thing. It's like, yo, that nigga rat.
Yeah, it's terrible. But if he is, he is. A horse is a horse, B.
All right, and
by definition, he.
And maybe the Ross definition. And maybe the Ross thing wasn't the best analogy, because I guess I was wondering, since all this rat shit come out, is there any way that this guy actually now has a career? Is there any way that this gentleman even has any kind of, I don't even know how to say it, any future?
To help you, this is not the precedent. The colorful hair, colorful teeth guy told on damn near everybody.
Oh.
And he's still running around out here. He may not be out there doing videos and songs with Nicki Minaj and them right now, but he is still out there. Actually, I think something just with him, just tried to get him back in jail or something the other day. But anyway, it depends on just how serious this shit is, this RICO shit and the shit that they was doing that needed to be stopped. It depends just how serious that shit is. If it's real shit, if that's real shit, then he done. But if it's just, you know, entertainment, then, you know, he may just go on living his life. He may not be able to make records anymore. As you said, the public is even going at him. But, you know, it's not a precedent. But he is what he is, what they say he is. So crown his ass.
Wow. To get out of this topic, Sheik Looch says Young Thug friends are snitching on him, and it's a horrible thing. So everybody's chiming in on this.
Well,
everybody's chiming in.
Again, if you were a part of it and you telling, then you're a rat. Mm. What's that dude, Sammy the Bull, from the mobs and all that shit?
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
You don't think they want to put a finger on that dude still to this day?
Yeah, indeed.
So, but you know, this ain't the mob, but it is. This is pretty much one of the biggest crime issues in hip hop that I can remember, yo, or rap, whatever anybody wants to say. I said hip hop, rap, whatever. In music, this is one of the biggest things to go down in a long time, yo. So everybody's looking at all parts of it.
That's what's up. Alright. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, you ever think about who is the biggest what if? And I know we do that, especially with people who passed away. Ed Lover says that he thinks that Jay-Z's ex-female artist Emil is the biggest what if.
Really?
In hip hop history. It's Ed Lover.
Come on, son.
Yeah. I know. That's the first thing I thought of, yo. That's when you want to turn that back on him.
Where's my goddamn paper so I can write "Come on, son" on that shit?
So usually cats like us, the biggest what if, the first thing's gonna come to mind is like a Big L.
Oh yes, absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. You know, that to me is, in my personal, I was gonna say, loss is a what if would be Big L. You know, I don't know, but his facts on the mill was like that she's on the biggest, most authentic hip hop label. We're not the biggest, but at least the most authentic Rockefeller. And that she never got a shot.
I mean, you know, I fuck with Ed for sure, but yeah, I'm not even going to be able to be on his side on that one. Just off the break, immediately one would think Big L if he was still alive. Think of all the people that wouldn't have been who they are. If Emil would have made a record, would there still be records similar? Probably.
I don't know. You know, it depends. I would have seen her, and I'm the worst person, and it's unfortunate. People would say, I mean, I may have a bias, but I don't know. I would have seen her as just another label asset, meaning that you had Kim out there and you had Foxy out there. Now, here comes Rockefeller's brand of those women.
To an extent. She wasn't as raunchy, so to speak.
I think they would have tried to compete. The label would have tried to compete.
Well, they had Greta up in there for a second, didn't they?
I mean,
Foxy.
Well, that's what I said. Kim and Foxy, she would have.
No, but I mean, even Jay was rhyming with her, whatever. But
oh yeah, right, right.
But
right.
We saw how that turned out. But I don't know, man. I think she might have just been a prop. Emil might have just been a prop for that moment, and was used for what she was used for. But I don't see that as a what if. Personally, I don't. No disrespect to her, her art, none of that. But
so the other two,
when we're talking about what ifs,
right? The other two names who came up was what ifs was the DOC and Nipsey, your boy.
Oh, I know, yeah, yo, that's two more incredible what ifs, way outweighing Emil, yo. No disrespect to her, but again, that sounded like some softball Ed Lover was playing, or maybe there was some
reason
to bring that one up. I don't know, but.
I think
that's too easy.
Yeah, I think he was playing some softball, you know. I can sit here and think about that all day about a lot of what ifs. Not that even like people passed away, but just people who just for whatever reason had a short circuit in their career and it just never really took off or whatever. Another person who I think it was a what if, to be totally honest, Tracy Lee from Philly. I mean, it was no bigger. Tracy Lee had a huge record, but that was it.
Well, he's still performing. Matter of fact, just in D.C. the other day, so he's still doing stuff. But it just again a one and I don't want to say one and done, but he had that huge hit, but it just didn't translate into a full wide career. What I want to say. He's still doing his thing and people still know him and all of that. Matter of fact, I'm trying to get him on here, but anyway,
oh, that would be dope.
Yeah, he definitely is not one that I would still even put up there with those others you said so far.
You know, I haven't been to a show in a hot minute, but as I was driving the bus up Rockville Pike the other day at the Bethesda Draft House, or the former Bethesda Draft House, I don't know what it's called now. But I seen on February 4th that Drez from Black Sheep and Black Moon gonna be performing. I would like to see that. And I'm thinking at that venue in Bethesda.
Yeah, they. But that's over there on the backside of Bethesda Boulevard or Bethesda.
It's on the backside. No, it's right on Rockville Pike. On 355.
Okay, I'm thinking of another place then. Down by the Marriott, there was a spot that artists used to come to all the time. Back there, but yeah, Drez is constantly showing his social presence and rhyming and everything still. So, and of course, Black Moon, come on. But you know, yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and you should probably go, B. Take your ass on there.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's right down the street from you. Stop fronting.
All right, what do I got here? Oh shit, I lost my topics here. Clowning.
Uh-oh. Caught up in the Matrix.
Yeah.
We just gonna say shit, so no dead air. While you scroll.
Yeah, I'm fucked up in the game because I have my... here it is. I got it. All right. So...
How was that, Kurt?
There was a... Yeah, no, big noise on here, yo. Gee, don't worry about the noise. Just bring up the instrumental a little bit more. You know what I mean? All right, so I got this off of Pitchfork. And they reviewed an album called The Monsters of Rap.
Wow, that sounds special.
Well, what it was basically 90s pop rap.
Well, there we go.
Okay. A lot of MTV people were on there. And, I mean, you had NWA on there.
What?
Look who's on here. You had NWA on there. You had, who else was on there? MC Hammer was on there.
Of course.
Third Bass.
Wow.
Chuck D. Public Shocking. Enemy. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, a couple of Hammer records. Ice-T, Original Gangster.
Wow.
I'm going to hear going through the names. I should have, and this is me, I'm still not where I should be. Because I'm busy, I apologize for that. I should have had the album liner notes and everything right up here. I mean, it was one of the, I ain't gonna say the best. It was probably the worst record. It was like one of them now compilations for rap.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
I was expecting to hear Pitbull and what's the other dude?
Were those
Flo Rida?
No, those guys were on there too. Again, let me
Azalea,
let me run through like let me run through the list, some of the lists that are on there that fit that bill. Obviously, Hammer, Vanilla Ice, Young MC, Tone Loke, Jazzy Jeff, and the Fresh Prince. No disrespect.
Parents just don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, word is born. Your boy Freedom Williams, CNC Music Factory.
Hey, hey. Well, at least he was rhyming. I'll give him that. At least he was rhyming. He wasn't having Martha Wash up in there. Anyway.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, yo. It was the 90s. It's almost really was a 90s version of like Kids Bop or something like that.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. I knew it when you said it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Back then, it was $26.99 plus $5.95 shipping to get that Jones.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like one of them K-Tel Jones.
They throw Nelly on there?
This is before Nelly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is before Nelly. It sold, actually, 250,000 copies of that Jones.
Well, see? Now we talking some numbers. Wow.
So, yeah, I should have had the whole album so I could have run through the list of cuts on there, whatever. It was called Monsters of Rap. And I was like, wow. It was one of those things that is such an exploitation or whatever. But let me tell you something. It on the cover, you know, the big Monsters of Rap. And they actually got a turntable on there with the needle and the groove. That's what the cover. You can look at the cover yourself.
I trust you. I believe you. Yeah, I was going to say, you could look. You usually reach over to your left or behind you and pull the record out, but you won't be pulling that one out, I'm sure.
Nah, I don't have that. Exactly.
Maybe somebody will gift it to you since you don't have that.
I'm good.
Oh, you want it on CD.
I'm good.
You don't want a coaster? You don't need a coaster? remember all them fucking CDs we used to get from the RIAA?
Oh, I know, yeah.
And half of them was coasters, yo.
Yeah, a lot of them was garbage. A lot of them was garbage. Although, I did keep a couple of them, Jones.
Oh, for sure. You know we had the spinning CD rack. Full.
So, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, has the competitive landscape changed for women in hip hop? Now, this, I'm going to say, this is the epitome of dick riding. This is an industry pump up the industry article. The person who wrote this, I'm not even going to put him out there, but the article starts out, it's about damn time. And she goes to do the litany of people who are out and the exponential amount of women in rap. Now, you ain't gonna hear no bars with these women, but there's a lot of women in rap. Okay.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, and they go through from Bodak, the City Girls, Glorilla, Meg, Terria Wack, I don't know who that is, Dave Loaf, COI Leary, the other SAWEETIE, her, that I'm always going to mess up because I can't pronounce it. I mean, so they're running through all these women, and I'm thinking to myself, well, wait, hold up a minute. You know who I didn't hear?
Who didn't you hear?
You can name them for me. Who didn't I hear? You don't even see the article. It's just the topic. But you can name just one.
Like ones that we would expect to be said?
Hey, just...
Like current?
Name an MC, a female MC, in that crowd. Okay, you know the crowd. They're pumping. But,
yes, I know, but the ones I'm going to name are not, Rhapsody's not going to be in that group.
B. I had my binoculars on the article, right? I didn't see Rhapsody's name.
No, what's your girl? From was she Detroit? What's your girl? Who messed with Peter Johansson's dude? Tough. No, yeah. See, I came right now, but you caught me out there. But no, I was in a totally different lane. I wouldn't expect to hear any of those.
Okay, I don't know. I don't even know who these young ladies are. Lato, Ruby, Rose, somebody else. I can't pronounce her name. Sukhanaa. I mean, I'm like, I know one thing.
Killer, they BMP rappers, yo. You know that.
I was gonna say, I know one thing. I know it's bra and panty. I know one thing. If I look up any of that, I'm gonna see a lot of bra sets and panties.
Flooded.
I'm gonna see that.
Flooded. I'm surprised ain't none of them got a deal with Victoria's Secret yet.
Yo.
Surprise.
Yeah, actually, I'm surprised at that too. I wanted to say one of the lines in the girls' songs was pretty profound, and I was like, wow, is this what we get into?
Uh-oh.
I mean, it had something along the lines of, you know, I don't deal with no fuck nigga bitches. And I'm like, what?
The it's like fall of society.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. You don't deal with that? I mean, it's a layer cake. They don't deal with no, of course, the young boy love that fuck nigga, but now you're going to add your layer. I don't fuck with no fuck nigga bitches. Mm. And I'm like, and you got major labels in on this shit?
As always. So sitting back.
I would ask the author, other than a plethora of what I feel is the same thing, you know, the bra and panty lane, and you not naming like MCs, what has actually changed in the landscape other than the amount?
Nothing. That's it. That I think that probably is the point of the article, is that there is a lot of females rhyming these days, or famous for being a rapper these days. I think that might be the point of that article. Not the level of talent, but the amount of people involved.
Well, I just found it to be interesting. A lot of Meg, a lot of Bodak, and I'm like, have they even put out records?
Nope. Meg's been just dealing with that court stuff. Bodak is dealing with her life and her family.
Mm.
What else you got? All these Lattos and the new Glorilla or whatever her name is. She's a hot new name who I've seen all over, but I still don't know if I've heard her music specifically. But yeah, B, you got to chalk that one up. I think that's just saying, hey, we got a lot of ladies in the game. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. It's just, can we explore some of that diversity now to see different styles of the ladies rhyming?
Hmm. Well, again, yeah, I guess. And it's a double XL article. It's widely available. I just thought it was ridiculous that I'm reading the article. And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. I expected to see the commercial crop. Okay, yeah, it's fine. But then I expected her at some point in the article to start going in to, you know, ladies who can really body.
Shay Noir. That's the name I was thinking of. Oh, no Shay Noir on there?
Nah, she wasn't in the article, B.
Dang. No Mahogany Jones on there?
Nah, B, of course not. None of
that. Damn. None of that, huh?
No, none of that.
Okay. All right. No. Well, you know, XXL is not the same rag that came along trying to give the source the business in after, you know, in the beginning, but it's the whole game is different now, B. The whole game is different, so they have to appease the people that they feel is their audience, and that will do it.
That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest: Irv Gotti gives Nas the best hip hop record crown, but not for Illmatic.
You know what's so bad is I saw that article and I scrolled by.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm here for it. For you brought it up. Let's do it. But Come on, yo.
Irv Gotti says, Made You Look may be one of the best hip-hop records ever. Mm. And I wouldn't disagree with that, man. Made You Look is phenomenal.
We're not going to say it's not.
Oh, we're not?
We're not saying it is not phenomenal.
You seemed a little sort of like, well,
No, I wasn't quite there, but what I will say is, greatest hip-hop record ever, yo. Ever?
I think that, in his opinion, released September 2002, Godson is better than Illmatic. So what you would have to do, is go back and revisit Godson, see what all the fuss is about. Now, again, we're talking about Irv Gotti, so maybe Godson had a little bit more commercial accessibility to it. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I remember some records okay on there. But geez, I was. Man, I really didn't nod strong until after he got his divorce. Life is good. I mean, you know, shout to Irv Gotti, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying.
I see, and you having struggles there.
I am struggling. Matter of fact, I'm looking up the album, and I'm also mixing in that it's Irv Gotti, and you know, it's tough. Made You Look, You Know I Can Do What Right. I Want to Do. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's got some joints on here. The Get Down.
Yo, I love that record, no doubt.
Yeah, B. I'm looking, and I am not going to say that this album is not good at all. I'm not saying that, but yeah, if you're going to try to put this up against the original, the one that we were clamoring for. Matter of fact, let me put this to you. There was a whole lot of anticipation for Doggy Style, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy anticipation for that album.
Right.
But do you think that that anticipation matched the anticipation of waiting for Nas's album to come out was the same? The
Doggy Style's anticipation blew Nas out.
Really?
Because Nas had no anticipation for the album. It came out on Columbia and was a flop. Let's just be 100. I mean, he's singing in front of orchestras at Illmatic now. But when it came out, it was a flop. Actually, people don't remember. Columbia Records had the Nas album and Big L album out, and none of those records sold on Columbia. Let's just be 100. Yo, it didn't sell.
I know, but we know better.
Doggy Style was platinum first day out.
Yeah, I might have pulled a U in that analogy. But what I'm still going to say is, was there that kind of anticipation for Godson?
No.
Not even the Illmatic, which, as you're telling me now, was bare essential. But, maybe I'm being a revisionist right now. But, yeah, I know when that shit came out, for me, that shit was incredible. It was not a flop to me.
You're doing a little bit of personal revisionist there.
Well,
yeah.
Just as fucking the other Irv is.
Right, no doubt. Indeed.
Irv Gotti, his personal, you know what I'm saying? Because I could probably sit here in 5 minutes and think of three other songs that were more awakening than that one.
All right, that's what's up. Shout out to Irv Gotti. Last topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a very interesting topic. Rick Rubin explains on 60 Minutes. It's a fascinating interview if you haven't seen it. I have no technical ability and I know nothing about music. And this is Rick Rubin.
Humble ass.
Well, you know Rick on some shit anyway or whatever. But anyway, Anderson Cooper, you know, he talks about, you know, producing the late Johnny Cash, LL Cool J, and the NYU dorm where Def Jam was started. And he talks about the process of, it's fascinating, about making the record with, he said he used to go to a club, and I can't remember the name of the club, but he used to go to the club to watch the Treacherous Three. And he said the Treacherous Three was my favorite group of all time. I mean, he was just like, yo, dude, Kumo D, LA Sunshine. I mean, but he said, so he goes to Kumo D. He's like, yo, I want to make a record, you know? And he was like, at this club, you got to remember, it's 200 people in the club, but they're not even there to see the Treacherous Three. They're there because it's a kind of underground spot to go to. Mm-hmm. Kumo D is like, yo, I can't make a record. We signed to Sugar Hill. They got us all jacked up. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? He was like, look, it wasn't LA Sunshine. Oh, shit. Damn, I got to start writing notes again. Anyway, so he gets introduced to Taylor Rock because it was one of the Treacherous Three brothers. Taylor Rock was his brother. Anyway, to make a long
story. Trying to get him on the show, too, by the way, just to let you know.
Oh, well, that would be awesome. I'll be man-fanning at that point. So anyway, he talks about that. He talks about getting Taylor Rock and making the first Def Jam record and just the Beastie Boys and how he comes across LL Cool J's demo tape. A lot of these things have been on other interviews and are kind of well known, but I still think that Rick Rubin is still one of the most fascinating people in music for the simple fact that what Rick does as a producer is that what he does is in the same way of what Quincy Jones kind of does.
Good point.
That what he does is let the artists get their ideas out, let them shoot the gun, and then says, why don't we try this? Could you sing it like that, or could you arrange it like that? It's one of the best stories ever about Quincy Jones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, about letting Michael Jackson go off.
Yep.
And do like 60 takes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, well, okay, that's cool. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then basically took the parts he wanted, and obviously the rest is history.
And we see how that worked out.
Right, and the rest is history. You know, yeah, Rick is one of the more interesting characters in hip-hop, and just...
I don't think he gets his due, B, honestly.
I don't think
in today's world.
No, he doesn't get his due now because of time.
Which is still sad because he, without some of the things he did, it might not be as big a deal as it is right now.
He tells the great story about, again, the Run DMC and the Aerosmith Walk This Way record, just purely because hip-hop would use the Aerosmith break. You know, that's it. And then Rick is like, you know, if you look at the way Aerosmith and Steven Tyler sing the record, it's like, they're not singing on key. They're not doing anything. They're phrasing the record. The same thing that rappers do, Steven Tyler does. I said it would be the best record, you know, and the way he, great, great interview, 60 Minutes. That same interview is done on another, I think, 60 Minutes equivalent overseas. It's incredible. If you can find it, I'm sure it's YouTubed up.
Is that the one where he's sitting at his crib, sitting like crisscross, yoga styles? Okay, I did see that. Yeah.
So.
Respect.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the last topic of the show. We don't have any world famous joints, although I'm sure Kurt G, if he's kind enough, will post them world famous.
After he gets done lamenting about all the noise.
Bruh.
My watch hitting the table, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, bruh, just bring up the instrumental a little bit more. You know what I mean? No doubt. That's what's good.
You good, Rayful? You good?
Yeah, we didn't want to leave y'all blank or whatever, so we just wanted to get a quick show in, just the two-man crew. You know what I'm saying? Me and E. Green, just, you know, treating E. Green like a stepchild, too.
It's all good. I'm just the old character. I'm the old guy in the crew.
So, no doubt. So, anyway, yo, we do it because that's how we do it. Anyway.
We appreciate y'all. And we appreciate your listenership and all that shit. Communicate with us. Text chain. There's still room right there, killer.
Son.
There's still room on the text chain.
Son, what you need to do is get in the text chain because you're going to find... First of all, shout out again to Matt, Peter Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got a nickname for them, too, yo. Yeah, I got a nickname for them. They digital freaks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
See, because Wes Dino used to be a part of that, but Wes Dino then got pushed out of the way by Matt.
Well, either way, shout out to Pete and shout out to Matt, our digital freaks, because when they unload on you, they unload on you.
Yes,
you
know sir. I mean? So, you're going to get it.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt. So, all right. We'll see y'all next week. All right?
Indeed. Peace.
Peace.
MF Doom.
Mr. Fantastic. Villain.
What up, nigga?
Ain't nothing. What's the word?
It's cracking, boy.
Same old shit, kid.
Man. Rap snitches, man. Shit is bugged out, man. What the fuck, man?
Shit, telling me.
Niggas running their mouth. Talk. Telling anything. Anything.
Critical.
Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Tight profile, low, like eight and paid in full. Attract heavy cash, cut the game centrifugal. Mr. Fantastic, long throw like elastic. Got my life with twin Glocks that's made out of plastic. Can't stand a brown nosing nigga, fake ass bastard. Admiring my style, tall bust through Manhattan, plotting, playing the quickest. My flow's the sickest, my hoes be the thickest, my dro the stickiest. Street nigga, stamped and bona fide. When beef jump, niggas come get me cause they know I ride. True to the ski mask, New York's my origin. Play a fake gangster like an old accordion. According to him, when the D's rushed in, complication from the wild, testimony was thin. Caused his man to go up north, the boy hit him again. Lame rap snitch nigga, even told on the Mexican. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years. Rap snitches, telling all their business. Sit in the court and be their own star witness. Do you see the perpetrator? Yeah, I'm right here. Fuck around, get the whole label sent up for years.
True, there's rules to this shit. Fools didn't care. Everybody wanna rule the world with tears for fear. Yeah, yeah, tell them, tell it on the mountain hill. Running up their mouth bill. Everybody doubting still. Former, keep it up and get tested. Pop through your bubble vest or double breasted. He keep a lab down south in the Little Beast. So much heat, you would've thought it was the Middle East. A little grease always keeps the wheels a spinning. Like sitting on 23s to get the squealers grinning. Hitting on many trees, feel real linen. Spitting on enemies, get the steel for 10 men. With no brains but gum flap. He said his gun clap, then he fled after one slap. Son, shut the trap, save it for the bitches. Delicious rap snitch conditions.
You know what I'm saying?
It's terrible.
Crazy, man. I'm just analyzing this whole game. It's just bugged out, man. Niggas snitching. Telling on their own self.
It's a horror.
Fuck around. Gonna get anybody bag, man.
Atrocities.
Fuck around. Get your mama bag, nigga. You know your grandma used to be bootlegging. Fake hustling, nigga.
Significant. I can make a difference. You need an example. Use this as a for instance. Put your mouth on boards. Put your brain in gear. I'll leave you sass of brass. Raise your glass and cheer. As you get on your good foot, I hope that you never put your trust in unjust suckers who discuss ways of getting paid by criminal means. They having a sale on minimal dreams. Doomed to fail. They caught your tail. Your butt's in jail. You gets no bail. The scale was tipped, but you weigh little. There's a rock in a hard place. You're caught in the middle. Need a lawyer to litigate some legal dribble. Now you're back on the streets. like it ain't no riddle. How long will this last? You seem to love crime. Today you're out here, tomorrow you do time. Word is born, arm your brain and shoot. Yo, the state is cold, ready to prosecute. Oh, you think you smarter, the system's older. The ace has been dealt, you're now the holder. The name is Chill Rob, there is a good guard. My rep is not scarred, I won't commit fraud. Can't say I lied, there's nothing too hard. I say with much pride, court is now in session. Friday night, we out playing the corner. Not because we hoods, cause we wanna. No drugs being sold, we ain't dirty. Polaroids in effect, watch the birdie. Turned around, heard the sound of sirens. The boys that collared me asked me where I've been. I told them that I was right here all night. Looking at each other, they smiled and said, alright, you think you're smart, you wanna be tough, get your ass in the car, you're coming with us. I said, to where, for what? I ain't guilty, the name is Bob D, you just can't filth me. Now I'm sitting in a courtroom all day. I claim I'm innocent, but that's what they all say. Bunch of my brothers lined up in the hallway to hear the type of price I might have to pay. If honesty is a crime, hell, jail me. Tapes I make to escape the daily routine, I'm too clean, you got nothing on me. Arrest that sucker for being so corny. I run the truth, make it plain and simple. Cops pop the big shots quick as a pimple. Snatch him off the street, drop him in the can. Chain him like an animal, forget he's a man. This might be a little raw for some to eat, but this is food for thought that I think. If you can't stand the heat, I think you know the rest. This is live, not a test. Court is in session. Pity the way the city treats the poor. I got congressmen, councilmen, tell me what are they for? I write them letters, better I even give them a call. But they kick back, cool out in my city hall. I pay the tax, they max them, but they ain't passing off. They try to beat me, they treat me like they think that I'm soft. Your power the hours later than you think. While they sleeping, I'm grieving because I'm on the brink of insanity, vanity, keep my hygiene clean. Stop dissing, listen, and then you'll know what I mean. It's a mystery, history keeps repeating itself. I last longer, I'm stronger, my rhyme's completing itself. I put the pen to the pad and let the words flow. I put the mic to my mouth to make your mind grow. So nighty-nighty, alrighty, I'm putting heads to bed. You sound tired, you're fired up over what I said. There's no stopping, I'm cold dropping your toy boys. No bull, I'm hitting you with the dope noise. Court is in session.
Headed upstate, 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 upstate You don't have knives, you don't. don't have guns. And now you remember you're your mama's son. You made her cry and stay up all night. Coming home high, just leaving a fight. You always made a fight, feel that you fight. Work better. But now your little boy just wait for a letter.
In jail,
letter, letter, letter,
letter. In jail without the bail. In jail, we're in jail because we fail. In jail, in jail without the bail. In jail, we're in jail because